Davio Danielson spoke to WAMC today on his way to Boston to deliver a box of signatures.
I'm carrying a great big box with over 3,000 signatures from 70 towns in western Massachusetts. I especially want to thank our friends in Pittsfield, in Greenfield, in Northampton, and little towns like Otis and Peru and Pelham for turning out lots and lots of signatures.
Danielson is a volunteer organized with the Democracy Amendment Coalition of Massachusetts. The coalition, consisting of advocacy groups and grassroots organizers, today are submitting the 20,000 required signatures to introduce a ballot question for Massachusetts voters this fall. The initiative seeks to gather support against corporate financing of elections, the creation of super PACs, and the flood of campaign donations associated with 2010's Citizens United Supreme Court decision. In order to reverse the decision, Congress will have to amend the U.S. Constitution. Pam Wilmot of coalition member group Common Cause Massachusetts says that the ballot question for the Bay State is what's known as a public policy question.
And that means it is non-binding. It's an advisory to our elected officials. If we could have asked the question straight up to the voters, do you support a constitutional amendment and instruct your congressman to vote for it, we would have done that. But we can only phrase it to our state legislators.
According to Wilmot, 68 cities and towns in Massachusetts have passed language rejecting the Supreme Court's decision. Voters in 33 state representative districts and 6 Senate districts in the Commonwealth will be able to vote on the ballot question. Wilmot continues.
So about 36% of the state will be voting on this issue in November. It's a way for the public to express their outrage about money in politics and instruct at least someone that they need to do something about it. And that is a very beginning step towards a larger movement for our constitutional amendment.
Wilma added that the ballot measure has seen strong support from members of both major political parties.
The overall number in Massachusetts, according to a Suffolk University poll, is 82% in favor of a constitutional amendment. Now, the Democrats are definitely higher than the Republicans, but the Republicans are still in the 60s.
Other groups in the Democracy Amendment Coalition have been working on a legislative resolution that would affirm Massachusetts' support for a constitutional amendment. John Bonifaz is co-founder and executive director of group Free Speech for People.
Congress needs to pass it 2/3 of the House, 2/3 of the Senate, but then 3/4 of the states will need to ratify any amendment. And when we show that the majority of states are ready for this amendment, I think it will put further pressure on Congress to act.
Bonifaz added that those who may not support the call to amend the Constitution might think that it's impossible, but he disagrees.
I know some people think it's impossible now to amend the Constitution, but the reality is we've done it before in our nation's history, 27 times before, 7 times to overturn egregious Supreme Court rulings.
The coalition expects support for a constitutional amendment in Massachusetts to grow as Election Day nears. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.